Come Saturday, the Creative Economy Action Group of Fayetteville will celebrate the publishing of the first art gallery guide of the city that will help visitors and artists alike. The group's chairperson, Sonia Davis Gutierrez, has the details on the gallery guide celebration reception and recognition being hosted at the new design school.
At this event, we're looking to recognize and celebrate the people who made the gallery guide possible. And those groups would be the Advertising and Promotion Fayetteville, Marilyn Hefner and her team, and the City of Fayetteville, our staff person, Julie McQuaid, and Mayor Jordan, who made the Fayetteville Forward possible. And then our committee members, who really stepped up to the plate. They're all volunteers and citizens of Fayetteville, and also people who live in the region. So we have some people that don't live in Fayetteville as well involved, and they volunteered their time to gather the information that's in the brochure.
The first of its kind, the gallery guide hopes to raise awareness among visitors as well as artists about the Fayetteville arts and culture scene.
Right now we're focusing on awareness that all of these galleries are here in our town, and for the people who do want to know about those galleries, now they have one guide that they can pick up and figure out a path that makes sense for them to visit the galleries. And then it also allows for the artists who may be looking for a gallery to represent them or to work through them, for them to connect with the gallery. And then it's really a big deal for our visitors. A lot of people will go to a town and want to know what is there to do with the arts and with what is the cultural temperature of an area, of a city, of a region. And they will look at that through the eyes of the art that's hanging in those galleries. And so it's really a cultural thermometer, and without the guide, they wouldn't know where to look for that artwork.
Initially, the art galleries of Fayetteville were listed in the visitor's guide available at the Visitors Bureau at the Fayetteville Town Square. Now, many of the galleries listed in the visitor's guide can be found in the gallery guide, but in more detail. Included in the guide is also a map that helps users determine the exact location of each gallery within Fayetteville. Ms. Gutierrez says that the initiative was the brainchild of the creative community of the city of Fayetteville.
All of this came about through meetings that we were having monthly with the people who wanted to attend it. So they were all open to the public to talk about, discuss what it is for the creative economy of Fayetteville. How could we do a project? What project could we do to enhance to create economic opportunities for creative people? And this seemed like a very attainable, tangible project to complete. And in about a year's time, with everyone working together, we were able to make it happen.
According to Ms. Gutierrez, the creative community contributed immensely to the project, along with certain individuals who stepped up to the challenge of developing the gallery guide. Claire Cosmos and Christopher Spencer of the Creative Economy Action Group helped research the local galleries and develop content. Marilyn Hefner, the executive director of the Advertising and Promotion Commission, helped motivate the group members and keep the project going. As the end result, the gallery guide is now available for reference.
They're currently available at all of the Fayetteville galleries. We've been working on distributing them to the galleries, and also the Visitors Bureau, and the Town Center has some also, I believe. And we've been trying to scatter them throughout, whenever we go into a business. If they have a place that's appropriate for us to leave them, we will leave a stack of them there. And if anyone at all would like to have some to distribute, we have some, and we would love to share those so that you can also be a venue where people can pick them up.
The Gallery Guide celebration reception and recognition will be hosted by the Creative Economy Action Group on Saturday, August 21st between 5 to 6 p.m. at 217 East Dixon Street, the former location of the Fayetteville Public Library. Residents interested in being a part of the Creative Economy Action Group can log on to their website www.fayettevillecreates.com for more information. For Results at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri.